Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining. We have a lot of important things to jump into in this episode. Of course, we're going to be giving an update on my portfolio, the passive income account. We recently reached $290,000 in it, $58,000 in gains. Many of the companies that I've recently invested in have been doing very well. So I'll give a quick update on the portfolio, but we also have a big subject to get to, and that is the growing proliferation of scams and get-rich-quick schemes being promoted on TikTok and YouTube.
The Stanley Nickel Token, better known as the Nickel Token, has officially launched on Uniswap and PocketSwap. Nickel is an ERC-20 token on the Ethereum blockchain, including deflationary and frictionless yield mechanics.
That's right. We have Stanley. Stanley from The Office. The Stanley that we've grown to love watching him season after season on the popular show The Office. He's now found himself on TikTok peddling garbage cryptocurrencies. This is what this has come to. TikTok and YouTube have been used to share lots of valuable information, lots of good financial advice. There's lots of influencers you can go to get well-grounded, well-researched financial information. But unfortunately, they've also become the breeding grounds of scammers and get-rich-quick schemes. And this has become a big issue. These type of garbage cryptocurrencies that have been peddled by popular people like Stanley from The Office or different influencers on TikTok and YouTube are leading to dramatic consequences. TikTok has decided to outright ban investment promotions, to ban every type of investment promotion now, from legitimate services to scammy cryptocurrencies and everything in between. This is a huge move by TikTok. This has dramatic consequences. If YouTube was to do the same thing, this could also have dramatic consequences. So we're going to be talking about this in depth in this episode and what this means for the future of social media, financial content, and YouTube. Now, if you like this type of content, be sure to thumbs up the video, share it with others, as well as you can check out the Patreon if you want bonus content, exclusive episodes, access to a fun Discord community, lots of fun stuff like that. So there's a link in the description if you're interested in that. Now, let's go ahead and jump into the main subject here. TikTok has outright banned investment promotions. What does this mean? What is an investment promotion? Well, they define it right here. They say, according to TikTok's branded content policy, the promotion of all financial services and products is now globally prohibited. That's a pretty sweeping policy. The platform said its policy included, but was not limited to, lending and management of money assets, cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, pyramid schemes, investment services, and get-rich-quick schemes, including others. So they have some things that they outline they're banning that are obvious things that probably should be banned. These get-rich-quick schemes, these pyramid schemes, things that are extremely risky like doing foreign exchange trading and stuff like that, but they also include investment services. That is a broad term that means basically any investment product whatsoever. You can't even promote a legitimate brokerage. This policy will basically cripple anyone from being able to advertise any type of investment product on TikTok as a platform. And that makes it so that any type of TikTok content creators, well, they're not going to have that much ad revenue from that vertical anymore because nobody can advertise. So I think this has broad implications to the platform overall. Now, why is TikTok doing this? Why have they outright banned the promotion of even legitimate financial services? Well, part of the reason why is because companies like TikTok and YouTube, these social media companies, are receiving a lot of criticism and pressure for promoting risky financial products to young, impressionable consumers. The FCA, the Financial Content Authority, says the city regulator has warned social media sites that it may take action if they continue to promote risky and sometimes fraudulent investments to often inexperienced consumers. That is the big issue here. There's a group of people on social media, TikTok and YouTube, that have promoted incredibly risky investments without giving proper disclaimers, and they've even sometimes promoted what I would consider to be scams. The latest example is none other than Leslie Baker, the actor that plays Stanley. Listen to the way that he talks about his new cryptocurrency.
This means you earn more tokens just by holding, and the supply is constantly decreasing, raising the value of the remaining tokens. Nickel is a utility token with a charitable basis, rewarding holders with future NFTs, memorabilia, collectibles, and additional partner tokens while giving back and helping make a difference in the world. 1.5% of every transaction goes to charitable causes. 1.5% is distributed automatically to holders. 2% automatically is added as liquidity on the DEX. 2% destroyed, meaning it is burned, resulting in increased rarity and volume.
Does that sound legitimate to you? Does that sound like something that's going to benefit all the consumers and young impressionable people that are watching this? He is a personality. He's an actor. There's people that will follow him because of his public profile. But he's there pushing a cryptocurrency that he probably doesn't even have a clue what it does. Nobody knows what this does. NickelToken.io. This is one more junk currency that a celebrity type or personality is trying to make a quick buck with. How much was he paid to read this promotion? How much Nickel Token was he given on the onset and creation of it? Those are things that he's not coming out and saying in his promotion here. And this is the type of thing that gets financial content creators on YouTube and TikTok a bad name. Now, how has this Nickel Token performed so far? Since its offering, it's down roughly 89%. Now, I don't mean to single out Stanley here. The amount of bad advice given on TikTok and YouTube and these social media sites is never ending. There's lots of examples like it. Like I said, it's a breeding ground for bad financial advice. Here's someone that gives the advice of using leverage. Notice the way that he talks about it, saying that leverage is essentially free money and risk is never entered into the equation. He never once mentions the concept of risk.
Robinhood for me is the best app because you could use margin, and margin with a 2.5 interest rate that you're only paying about like $11 a month to borrow $5,000. How does that sound? Just to buy stocks. It's like they're giving you free money. Use it.
It's like they're giving you free money. Just go ahead and use it. There's no mention of risk. There's no mention of how margin dramatically increases your level of downside and the potential risk in your investment. None of that is ever brought into this TikTok. It just ends there. Use leverage. Nothing more to it. Now, this problem of terrible financial and investment advice that never seems to include risk as part of the calculation is not just an issue on TikTok or YouTube. We have people like Michael Saylor, the laser-eyed Bitcoin god himself that has garnered 1.3 million followers on Twitter in a very short amount of time because of the bullishness he's had on Bitcoin. And he, like most other people in this sphere, has also given what I think is incredibly stupid advice. Here's the advice he gave not even 6 months ago.
Which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin's the best crypto asset. Okay. What's the second best? There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset. There's a crypto asset. It's called Bitcoin, right? Right? There is no second best, okay? But take all your money, buy Bitcoin. Then take all your time, figure out how to borrow more money to buy more Bitcoin. Then take all your time and figure out what you can sell to buy Bitcoin. And if you absolutely love the thing that you don't want to sell it, go mortgage your house and buy Bitcoin with it. And if you've got a business that you love because your family works for the business that's in your family for 37 years and you can't bear to sell it, mortgage it, finance it, and convert the proceeds into the hardest money on earth, which is Bitcoin.
Michael Saylor, someone who has sounded like a lunatic at times, has given his equally deranged, idiotic advice to basically leverage everything in your life, your business, your family-run business for generations, your house, everything you have, put all of your money into Bitcoin. And on just a side note, Bitcoin at the time of that statement was nearing $60,000 in value, and it's currently at $34,400 in value. Meaning that if you were one of the people unfortunate enough to follow his deranged advice of leveraging everything in your life and selling all of your money to buy Bitcoin, you'd be underwater. You would have likely lost your business and your house by now. So it comes at no surprise to me that his business has been accused of fraud multiple times by the SEC, and he settled with the SEC by paying an $11 million fine. Even so, he remains one of the most influential people in the world of crypto. The amount of dubious and suspicious content on YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok, I think, is at an all-time high. But now there's also examples of people paying YouTubers and different content creators to pump penny stocks. This is an email that I received. This is a real email. That's why I blurred out the address, as well as the other YouTubers involved in this, that apparently were paid a lot of money to promote this stock called Zkin. Now, I have no clue whether or not these YouTubers actually received payment. I can't verify that, but I can say that there's different companies going around and offering a lot of money if you're willing to promote a stock. The unfortunate thing is that none of these YouTubers that apparently promoted this stock disclosed any type of financial relationship with this company. No disclosures of any kind saying that they were paid to promote this company, which if that did happen, well, that's illegal. Now, having said all of that, why do I even bring this issue up? I'm not investing in cryptocurrency. I never have. I've stayed with investments that I consider to be tried and true, long-term profitable dividend-paying companies that continue to compound their gains. The major companies that I've invested in, that I've made the majority of my portfolio, are companies like Apple and Microsoft. When I make videos on Apple, There's no way that I could ever budge the market cap of Apple. It's worth over $2.2 trillion. Every one of my followers, every single one of you listening, could now invest your life savings into Apple and it wouldn't budge the market cap. That's how massive this company is. So when I make bullish videos on it, it's not in order to pump the stock. I couldn't if I tried. I make bullish videos on Apple because I think it's a good investment. That's the only reason why. That's what I've been doing with my channel since the beginning, laying out my investment thesis for different companies and transparently showing you the results. Most of the companies I own, in fact, every top holding, are companies like Apple, JP Morgan, Disney, Schwab's Dividend Fund, Microsoft, Vici, Costco, and Store Capital. These are large cap profitable companies. The reason that I invest in these type of blue chip dividend paying companies is because I think I'll make money doing so. That's the reason that I've chosen these investments. So I have nothing to do with these people promoting these scams and cryptocurrencies and pyramid schemes, but it still concerns me because they're giving a black eye to the investment communities on YouTube and TikTok. They have the potential to ruin it for everyone. They're making everyone else look bad, and they're further encouraging more restrictions and more regulations on these platforms. TikTok has outright banned investment promotions, good or bad, legitimate or illegitimate. They've banned all of it. And YouTube could potentially do the same thing. If they did that, there wouldn't be a lot of advertisers in the investment sphere in YouTube, which would of course make it so that there's really no incentive to create financial content. So this is something that I think is slightly concerning, and I hope this doesn't lead to a scenario where the bad actors ruin it for everyone. Now, regardless of whatever YouTube ultimately decides to do, I plan on doing the same thing on this channel that I always have, which is showing you my attempts in growing wealth through dividend investing. That's been the basis of this channel since the beginning. That's what I intend to do in the future, is showing you my goals and progress in dividend investing. So I plan on doing that in the future. Nothing's going to change here. I just want to give this warning that I see a lot of bad financial content being created, and to be careful who you listen to. There's simply a lot of influencers out there, a lot of popular people that do not have your best interest at heart. So be careful who you're listening to and invest safely. That's all for today's show. I'll have another episode out soon. See you next time.